Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzy with you today with Dustin Pendel talking beef herd profitability in just a moment.
Let's break down 70. We've got 6 radioactive isotopes, a liquid used to embalm corpses, 2 chemical warfare agents, and a list of toxic chemicals you'd need a PhD just to pronounce. That gives us 70. The number of cancer-causing chemicals in secondhand smoke. Secondhand smoke kills nearly 50,000 non-smokers a year. Are you okay with that?
Learn more at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the 2 best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 19th through 21st at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show, which comes in December. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, you can call a show manager at 800-873-1411, 800-873-1411. Also, check out our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
There's a tremendous amount of difference in profitability between beef cow herds. Dustin Pendel is an ag economist based out of Kansas State University. He's made a study of the differences, and he says one thing's for certain. There's a lot of variability in the cost and the profit levels of mama cow herds.
If you take a look back to 1975, there's a lot of variability across those years. And in fact, we looked, you know, last year, we had some of our on average, some of your largest losses on a per head basis. If you go back to 2014, that was a record year in terms of record returns. And so just in that, 3 or 4 year span, you've had returns going from $225 per head all the way down to, you know, a little over negative $300 per head. So there's definitely a lot of variability across time.
And Dustin says the cattle cycle is one of the factors that helps produce a good bit of variability.
That would be one factor. I don't know I would contribute all that variability. I mean, there's a lot of other macroeconomic effects that might be out of control of the producer. Mm-hmm. But definitely the cattle cycle plays a role in some of this variability. Other things like maybe interest rates, things that, you know, producers might not be able to control. But definitely the cattle cycle, you know, as we see the returns in 2014, we saw expansion. I think even we're starting to still see a little bit of expansion in the cow herd. And as we get larger and larger supplies, you know, assuming all else equal, prices are going to come down.
Differences that determine profitability in our mama cow herds are significant, both on revenue as well as on the cost, the expenses.
Two sides of the equation. You got revenue and you got your costs. First off, you look at the revenue side. Where the revenue comes from, it's the weight or the production of the calves, which producers can't control, or the price, which typically we tend to think the producers are a price taker, mm-hmm. which has less control over that.
As for dollars generated by a mama cow herd,
if you look at the 2016 data, looking at your top third of your most profitable operations, on average, their gross income was roughly a little over $1,000 per head, which includes the calves sold. You'll take into account, you know, cull cows, etc. You compare that to the bottom third, it's a little over $925 per head, so about a difference of 15% or $136 per head.
That's gross dollars, gross revenue. The key, of course, keeping costs under control. And according to Pendel, that's where you come up with the high profit operations versus the low profit operations.
You know, we break the cost down into various cost categories, but one of the largest expenses, one of the largest differences comes from your feed, your non-pasture feed expense. Whereas there's about $115 per head difference between your high profit operations and your low profit operations.
Dustin Pendel out of K-State, his numbers remind us of some of the things that Dr. Darrell Peel has told us before in regards to feeding hay versus allowing those beef cows to harvest that forage themselves from the pasture. If you can keep them a few more days on pasture and feed a little bit less hay, you've got a much better chance of being a low-cost, high-profit producer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.